Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from Acts chapter 1. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the text. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Today is a very special day in the life of the church. We gather and celebrate the ascension of our Lord. Churches throughout the world are taking time to recognize and celebrate this great moment where heaven and earth join together in Christ. What I want to focus on this evening is the relationship of heaven and earth in Christ. What does it look like when heaven and earth join together? Do you ever wish that God would just show up, manifest himself, be with you, in the way maybe he did with the prophets of old and a few select people there in the Old Testament? But really, how many of them actually saw God? God did not even permit Elijah to look upon his face. You wish you could be in the physical presence of Christ, surrounded by saints like Moses and Elijah, like on the Mount of Transfiguration? Only three of the disciples experienced this. Peter, James, and John. You take Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, the rest of them. They all had to learn of that event the same way that you did. They heard it from the eyewitnesses. There's only a few times in Scripture where the joining together of heaven and earth is obvious. When Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel met with God on Sinai to ratify God's covenant with the people, they prepared a feast. They ate and they drank, and heaven and earth joined together. God appeared to them, and under his feet was what looked like a pavement of sapphire stone, is described as like the very heaven itself for its clearness. They're in Exodus chapter 24. And the people who were gathered there were amazed. Not only that they could look upon the Lord, but they could look upon the Lord and live. And they saw God, and they ate, and they drank. At Jesus' baptism, heaven and earth joined together as the Spirit descends in the form of a dove, and God the Father thunders down his voice from on high. But most of the people didn't even understand what was happening. Most of them just thought it was thunder. On the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus is there with Peter, James, and John, and they join in the heavenly conversation with Moses and Elijah. What a wonderful event. Peter says, It is good, Lord, to be here. Heaven and earth have joined together. But Peter, James, and John could not bear to even look at the glory that surrounded them. What would it look like if heaven and earth were joined together here? I ask you, imagine in your mind, what would it look like? What sort of images of bliss and glory and delight would you describe? Don't answer that. The mistake that we make far too often is that when we think of God descending on occasion and interacting with people in the Old Testament times, or Jesus descending to be born of Mary, as Luther wrote in his great hymn, From heaven above to earth I come, we make the mistake of seeing God as only here some of the time, or see Christ as active on earth up until the day of the ascension. And then heaven and earth will not joined together until he returns as he promised. What we so often fail to realize is that the mission of the church, the life of the church, is grounded in the belief, in the promise that heaven and earth have actually come together in several highly significant ways. I mean, yes, of course, we wait for the time when our Lord will return in all of his glory, and there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and all of this will be brought to completion, and heaven and earth will come together in a new way for all eternity. And oh, how we long for that day. Thy kingdom come, we pray. But we sell ourselves short if we imagine that the two, heaven and earth, have not come together already through Christ, within Christ's church, in the here and now. We read the book of Acts. Acts is short for the Acts of the Apostles. It's a name that was assigned to the book many years after it was written. So what is the book about? Well, it's all about Jesus. But you ask, well, he ascends into heaven in the first 11 verses. And it's the apostles that carry the gospel throughout the entire Roman world, and that's what the next, 28 chapters is all about. How can you say it's all about Jesus? Well, Luke, who wrote the book, he tells us in his opening verses, in the first book, O Theophilus, that book being the Gospel of Luke, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day when he was taken up. So if we look at Luke's gospel and we look at Jesus' birth and life, ministry, suffering, death, resurrection, as being what Jesus began to do and to teach, it would imply what? It would imply that his work continues beyond what is described in the Gospel of Luke. And it has. Jesus continues to be present and active within his church, just as he promised. And it's not just through him sending the Holy Spirit, which he does, which proceeds from him, working in and through the church. He has established his kingdom in the world, his kingdom on earth, as it is in heaven. Before Jesus sends his Spirit and before he ascends into heaven, he appeared to the disciples throughout the 40 days, and he spoke about the kingdom of God. And it's important to understand in scriptures the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are fairly interchangeable terms. And so when we start looking at the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, in both sense, it's not a place. If you can draw a map or put a fence around it, you're not describing the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God, it's not simply some faraway spiritual heavenly place we go when we die. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is where Christ the King reigns. Jesus stretches beyond the borders of the universe. You cannot put a fence around him or draw on a map where he is. Yet, the great mystery is that we can hold him in our hand and take him into our mouths as we gather with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, as we do here this evening. If you want to know what it looks like when heaven and earth join together, it has to be where Christ is. And what it looks like is what we have here with the saints on earth gathering with the saints in heaven, the company of heaven, along with the angels and archangels, coming together as we laud and magnify God's glorious name and gather around the risen and ascended flesh and blood of Christ himself, our resurrected Lord and Savior. That is where heaven and earth join together, when we participate in Christ. You want to know what heaven and earth look like when it is joined together? Now, don't long for some mountaintop experience like the Mount of Transfiguration or Mount Sinai. They could barely bear to look at what they saw. But in a few minutes, not only will you see, but you will join with those angels and archangels and join with Christ and all the saints who are waiting and watching for our resurrected and ascended Lord to return. And like the Israelites on Mount Sinai, we do have one thing in common with them. The people of this world could say of you the same as we say of them. They saw God, and they ate, and they drank. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.